Good morning. It's 7:20-ish. It is 7:20 a.m. on December the 22nd, Monday. It's only 19 degrees out here. Can't be right. It was 32 or something at my house. Yeah, it's 30. It hadn't updated. Okay, so XM is running, so I'm getting credit for my walking. I'm walking, so I get the benefit of my walking. It's been hard to get myself out because I've been sleeping in. This morning I got up, really only got up a few minutes ago. Not even an hour ago. But I've got therapy at 8, so I knew if I went out right close to 7 o'clock, I'd be able to get out, get the walk in before I go to therapy, and then go grocery shopping, and we've got some last minute Christmas shopping to do. So today is going to be a mess, and I'm trying to focus a little bit on getting back in the path. I'm close to 300 pages. I actually don't remember where I am in terms of the book. I'm about half, not quite halfway through Owner's Share. I really doubt I'm going to have it out in time for Christmas. Sorry. But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Yeah, and it's funny because I am finding streaky errors. Like it was I'll go for 5 or 6 pages and then I'll find 4 or 5 errors on 2 pacing pages combined. And I go 4 or 5 more pages and I find another set that has 2 or 3 errors, 4 or 5 errors on the same facing pages. It's weird. Either the stories in between the errors are enough to captivate me and I don't notice, which is possible. I'm also not messing with dialogue tags as much, because most of the dialogue tags are much better. There's still a lot of muttered and murmured and I gotta move on. I still have 3 more books to mark up before I can start the new work. And I gotta get some new work out soon. Also have to go through and start calculating taxes. Adding up the checks and seeing how much I owe the government. But it's been, 3 days now since I've walked? And it's like only twice in the last week. So I figured I better get out and do the walk. I've noticed my mood starting to go down. The longer I don't walk, the more difficult it is to get out. Yesterday was solstice. Yesterday was Yule. And I wanted to go out yesterday at sunrise and get a sunrise picture. Sunrise was at 7:17. This morning was at 7:18-ish. It was like 7:17 and a fraction. The fraction was enough to change it to 7:18 this morning. Sun is up, technically has risen. It's still, right now, well down behind. Maybe I'll be able to get a location shot of near sunrise when I get back. I don't know. We'll see how what it looks like. But, not last night, but the night before was the shortest of the year. The the night was the longest of the year. The day was, yesterday was the shortest of the year. Today is only like 1 second longer than yesterday. But it was overcast. I didn't have any sunrise. I couldn't see the sun yet rising yesterday. I couldn't. It was cold. It was like 18, 19 degrees. It wasn't that cold, but below my threshold, and overcast. And there was no sense to go out to try to get a sunrise picture because I couldn't see any sunrise. Sun peeked out a couple times yesterday. Every time it did, I thought, oh, I'll go for my walk. And then I realized, no, you won't. So, yeah, it's been a couple of days. Not the most productive few days either, I'll confess. But we're still making progress. I need to recover my balance a little bit. I need to focus on today. I need to focus on what I can do next, not what I didn't do last. It's part of the ADD structure, but it's also, seems to me, just sort of good advice in general, particularly when it comes to writing. It's an awkward thing. Anyway. Reading. Yeah, one of the things I've been doing in the last few days is reading. The book Star Thief I talked about, I think, was Jamie Gardner. I talked about the last time I was walking. And how disappointed I was that it ended in a cliffhanger. And I figured out why cliffhangers bother me so much. It's because there's no denouement. There's no closing to the story. It's like listening to a symphony, and you go through, I don't know, what is it, 5 movements of the symphony, and you get to the last page of the last movement, and the orchestra packs it in about 3 measures before the end. Oh, and for me, that's sort of like, what? It's like listening to a song and not having the last note played, not having the last chord hit. I was like, what? No. So it's that missing last chord that that damages the entire rest of the book. And anyway, next, the book that I've been reading since Star Thief, pretty much since Star Thief, because it's a long book, is Jezebel's Ladder. It's a near future science fiction. The cover has it's really dumb. It doesn't look like science fiction at all. It looks like a romance. It looks like a tawdry romance at that. And there are places where I look at it and go, I've been reading a book and going, okay. And I don't have any idea. When I pick up a book, I very rarely ever look at who wrote it. And I'm doing these sort of, oh, here's a free book. It's science fiction. The cover's not terrible. It's free. I'll pick it up. And so I find a lot of new authors that way. And a lot of them are adequate. When I find a really, really good one, I'll tell you for sure. Most of them are still on the not quite their stage. Some of them aren't science fiction, so I don't bother to share those, but or fantasy. I'm really disappointed with the fantasy that's coming across my desk. I have to say that. The fantasy that's coming across my desk is just horrible. It's just horrible. I've thrown, I don't know, 10 books in the last month. I've just thrown because they were present tense and lost me in the first paragraph. I've read one, I think Star Thief was one. It didn't work very well for Star Thief, but at least it wasn't so terrible that it threw me out of the story. Monk Post. But Jezebel's Ladder, yeah. It's an origin story for a series. And I don't know if I'm going to follow into the series or not, but I'll throw it out there and see if you like it. I'll probably recommend it on Galaxy Rangers this week. But it's... I'm reading it, and I don't know, is it written by a man or a woman? And so I'm reading along, expecting it, because it's a main character's female. I expect it to have been written by a female. And the more I go, the more I think, man in skirt. Now, for those of you not familiar with the term, or the phrase, man in skirt. Man in skirt is something that a lot of men do when they're trying to write female characters. So they just write them like men and dress them in skirts. Not all the time. There's enough of the time that it makes me go, really? This sort of looks like it was written by a guy. Then I can't even point to anything in particular that made me think that. Because I've read a lot of action stories written by women with women main characters. I've written a couple. And I can't really point to anything. It's just that this is off sort of feeling to it. It's like, that's not a woman. And particularly the more background characters. Not really. And he really goes off the rails with some of the stereotypes. And I'll give him props because he plays with some of the stereotypes as well. So he'll bring in a stereotype. And one of the characters he brings is a guy named Buzz, who is straight out of the 50s with the horn-rimmed glasses, the flat-top buzz cut, and the pocket protector. And he's old, so he's like, maybe it could have been part of the 50s. And in the same way. The only thing he was missing was the slide rule. And then there are others that he's just like, really? You didn't go there? So I don't know. This is an up and down read for me. It's like, well, yeah, okay, fine. And I would find myself saying, okay, I got a few minutes. I'm gonna read. Find out what happens next. It's a first contact story. It's a origin story. There isn't a cliffhanger. I was worried about there being a cliffhanger. There's no cliffhanger. Although it's clearly an origin story. The story ends with a relatively satisfactory denouement and the introduction of the character for whom that book was the origin. Sort of like what I'm trying to do with Cape Grace being the origin for Sarah Cruz. So, it was interesting in that regard. And there are more books in the series. The covers for the later books, are relatively horrible. And I say that with a certain amount of trepidation. But I really have trouble with the 3D rendered characters photoshopped onto a clearly composite image. Those just don't make it for me. They're not as bad as some, I'll give them that. I get BookBub and BookGorilla every day. And there are some truly horrendous covers that come across. Looking at, I quite frequently look at my email on my phone while I'm doing, you know, walking somewhere, doing something, or catching up while standing in this kitchen waiting for something to cook. And yeah, I get a lot of covers that are, okay, here's a dark blob with a couple of red shapes. Okay, that's a cover, yeah. Without the text beside it, I couldn't tell what it might be. Can't read the text on it. Can't see the text on it half the time. It's there somewhere. And the people who still put "by" on their cover, and I was guilty of that myself, so I can't say too much, but it clearly marks you as novice. Sun is up. There's a band of blue sky from about the southeast, south-southeast, all the way over to the west-northwest. There's a band of blue where this cloud shield has sort of either not extended or broken away. It's quite striking. It's quite a striking color blue with the rising sun and the black clouds where the sun has gotten up above, so it's shining on the tops now and not underneath. There wasn't even really a particularly good rosy dawn this morning. I was looking for fire in the sky day today because there's clouds, and there wasn't any. Oh well. But I'm out, I'm walking, I'm talking. This is good. I'm also freezing, it's cold. 30 degrees. I didn't put on my fleece hood today, and I should have. My ears wouldn't be as cold as they are. My nose would probably still be running. I'd do what we do, we punt on the rest, as they say. So anyway, yeah, Jezebel's Ladder, and now I can't remember who wrote it. I made a note in my brain to remember Jezebel's Ladder by whatever it was, so I can tell the people tomorrow morning, and now I can't remember, so. So, there it is. You're looking for something to read. I think it's still pretty cheap. I don't believe it's free anymore. But it's not a bad read. It's not a bad read. I don't think I'm going to follow along. But it's a reasonable space opera, even though it's all set on Earth. It's the origin story, so it looks like a relatively fun space opera with the introduction of an interstellar drive and the character who will shepherd it forward, and an interesting MacGuffin on how it all comes to be. So I was quite engaged with the story. It wasn't bad. Good morning. And I enjoyed it. So I will toss it out for you guys to figure out if you want to follow up on or not. Grab a sample, see what you think. Oh, that sun. Oh my gosh. Find a clear spot. There's just one little crack of sunlight shining between the trees and between the clouds and the horizon, and it's just like this couple, three, four golden stripes of sun across the ground. I'm walking in one of them now. It's delicious. Having walked so far in the cold and the dark, the light and the warmth is wonderful, which I suppose is appropriate for this day after solstice, this beginning of the new cycle. Of the growing of the light, of the receding of the dark, as we count down toward a new spring, even as we observe that most of the worst of the winter is still ahead of us. And with that, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.